Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 10 for Monday, August 10th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Monday, taking most of its direction from a rally in the Chicago soy complex. Canola was up by $5 to $8 the November contract at its best levels in 2 weeks, up $5.40 at $511.60 per ton. The USDA releases its first survey-based estimates on the size of the U.S. soybean and corn crops on Wednesday, and a heightened sense of nervousness ahead of that report was driving the U.S. futures higher. Warmer and drier weather conditions in the U.S. Midwest were also somewhat supportive for the grains and oilseed futures. With no major issues in the Canadian market, canola followed movements in the U.S. market closely. However, a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar did put some pressure on canola, limiting the upside. The currency was up by nearly 0.75 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart. That cuts into crush margins and also makes exports less attractive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher, as the uncertainty ahead of Wednesday's reports triggered a round of short covering in the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans, they're up 15 to 35 cents, the November contract up 32 cents at $9.96 per bushel. Traders are generally expecting to see cuts to the USDA's soybean acreage, yield, and production numbers in Wednesday's report. Nearby forecasts calling for dry conditions across the Midwest were also supportive, as that dryness at this time may cut further into the production potential. Talk of rising demand from China, along with a weaker U.S. dollar, provided further support. Corn, it's up 12 to 18 cents, the December contract up 17 at 401 per bushel. Most industry participants are also anticipating downward revisions to the U.S. corn numbers in Wednesday's report, and fund traders were bailing out of short positions ahead of that data. Dryness concerns in parts of the Midwest lent support as well, with solid export demand another underlying factor. Wheat, it was largely a follower, moving up 6 to 14 cents. The December contract in Chicago up 13 at 529 per bushel. Weather issues in parts of Europe and a weaker U.S. dollar both helped shift some export demand back to the U.S., although world supplies do remain relatively large for the time being. The advancing U.S. spring wheat harvest was also somewhat bearish, with about 20% of the crop thought to be in the bin by now. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, August 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.